it along when you go, yeah, obviously the 2-6 on the road, you know yourself, a bit of a confidence killer after they've done so well, they've just got a bit of momentum. But just as I've said before, you get with a young side, sometimes when you think, you know, you're making great headway and progression with them, you know, you get a couple of results, you know, two good ones and a draw, you think, yes, we kind of got there, and then sometimes they go away from the fundamentals that got them there, and different wee things like that. And, you know, then it's just about, you know, back in the training ground. I'm sure this week was all about, you know, the fundamentals, defending properly, defending from the front, all those cliches, and that's what they have to go back to, you know. And but like those, like, in both of those games, they're still able to score goals, which is a good thing. Sometimes when you're not scoring, you're picking up a heavy defeat, you're thinking, where's the goals going to come from? But to be fair, since after the first couple of games, it looks like they've always got a goal in them, which is always useful.
Yeah, and, you know, long way to go. Looking at the table, if Harps go to Bray this weekend and come away with a victory, you know, that they could move possibly four places.
That's right, you know, and that would be mad. That would take them where fast, you know what I mean, just outside the playoff spot. So, you know, I'm sure Dave's looking at that and thinking if he can stay in around that touching distance of that, we'll say, last playoff spot, you know, that would be a, you know, fantastic achievement for them if obviously they were to get it. And just to stay in touching distance is really important. So this week, obviously, going to Bray is going to be difficult. You know, they had a pretty young side with a couple of senior players in it too. You know, but everybody knows in Ireland that away fixtures is really difficult, obviously, with the travelling up and down the one day and different wee things. You know, that makes it a little bit more difficult. You know, Bray is a hard place to go, but the only thing is, when you go down there, the pitch is really, really good. And, you know, most times when I've been down there, I've always thought, geez, that's some pitch. You know, if you don't want to go out there and play, you don't want to play.
Now, looking at the team, we know Keith Cowan's battled with injury. He's been back of late. Ryan Rainey, the other experienced player. Do you feel when the transfer window opens that Dave Rogers will be maybe looking to add a little bit of experience, because it does count for so much?
I would say so. I'd say, obviously, with Ryan and Flood being missing last week, was a big loss on the field. You know, when you have a good kind of second pairing, and, you know, to get that disrupted, especially when you go to COVID, as I said to you, it's actually a really hard place to go on, it's a tight ground. You know, obviously, when the transfer window's open, I would think you always are looking to bring in something, even just to freshen the squad, to bring in a couple more, just to lift the standards, if you possibly could, you know, just to drive the squad on. Most managers would be looking to do that. And to be fair, Dave's been very adventurous of where he's gone and got players, like, you know, and he's been very trusting and giving young players a chance. So, any young player that he's chatting to, if you know what I mean, I'll be thinking, yeah, if I go here, so, you know, this man's going to trust me and he's going to play me, which is really important. You're trying to attract young players that they believe, geez, if I go here, this man's going to give me the opportunity to play.
Finding strikers is always difficult, but teenager Philippe de Silva he's impressed so far. He's knocked in a fair few goals and he looks a decent prospect.
He looks really strong. Technically, he's got absolutely great feet. I have watched him, you know, a good few times now, obviously, and it can be frustrating too, because he can just, what's the word, drift out of games, but then all of a sudden he can pick the game two teams. And for me, I just want him to get on the ball more, because, you know, he's such a handful. You know, he's so young that he's just so raw that it's very hard to get, you know, that polished performance week in, week out, and for 90 minutes. But no, he's actually somebody who excites me, and he's exciting for everybody to watch, I would say. But he's going really well, and just hoping, you know, the defeats of the last 2 weeks haven't knocked his confidence and he gets himself back going again on Friday.
So after Bray, they have Waterford at home and then Treaty away. Waterford at home certainly not going to be easy, and it does look as if Galway are going to go on and win the title. Waterford would be odds-on favourites to be second. And then after that, it's going to be a real scrap?
Yeah, it is going to be a scrap. You know, we've got a Waterford sitting at 10 points off Galway already, so that's massive. You know, but look, anybody that's come to Finn Park this year have had a hell of a game on their hands. And obviously Dave, obviously, will hopefully try to go away and get a result on Friday and then build on it next week. So, you know, Waterford are tough to physical, but when I watched them live the last time, I didn't think, they didn't scare me too much, even though like they're very well organised and well set up. Their calf won't fear them, and they'll leave if they can get the ball down and move as quick they definitely can get at that Waterford side.
And finally, Michael, just looking at the Premier Division this weekend, Bowes against Derry, UCD against Shamrock Rovers. It looks early days in the season, but Bowes, Rovers and Derry, would it be hard to see anybody else challenging for the top three?
No, I can't really. I've been really impressed by Bowes so far. Obviously, you know, the defeat last Friday won't do their confidence any good. But obviously with Rovers getting their tails up, you know, obviously I actually think that they'll probably go out and romp on and win it. I know it's so early days, but they just seem to have found their feet now. And, you know, obviously Derry and Bowes will be trying to keep on their coattails as much as possible. It's going to be a good weekend football.
Yeah, and just one other thing, I suppose people from Bonnygee United are keeping an extra eye on Shelburne and under Damien Duff, and of course Bonnygee played them in the FAI Senior Cup last year. It looks as if Duff is gradually building there for the future, that they're moving up the league ladder.
Obviously they got to the cup final last year and they finished the league really strong, and you know, any time you listen to Damien's interviews, he just always is about progression and moving players on, and you know, it's where he can be super critical in his team and he can back them as well, which I always think is a good thing. You know, you can't be, I know he's quite a young squad, but then you can't let them go without criticising them either, and he does it in a really good way and he's always looking to raise his standards. So and with Mark Coyle being there, Donegal man too, you know, it's another added bonus. You always try to keep an eye on your fellow Donegal man to see how they're progressing.